Good morning, everyone, and I greet you in Jesus' name this morning for an opening here for a little devotional, something that I was been thinking about. Very simple, and I'm not sure, I don't feel very prepared here, but I'd like to turn to Psalm 100 this morning. I'd like to have the title, Serve the Lord with Gladness. I'll just read through Psalm 100 here, and then I would like to look at each verse and try to glean something from there. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So starting there in verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. You know, I think the joyful noise could be different things, but he says to make a joyful noise unto him. All ye lands, I think that includes everything, everybody. Even the creatures of the earth, they make a joyful noise. And it's just, he says, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. You know, we can draw an example from the birds and the things like that, how faithful they are in making a joyful noise. And they're doing what God created them to do. And then going on to verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Now, I looked into this more, it was interesting, as I just took each word and pondered them, serve the Lord with gladness. You know, serve could give us the picture of laboring. If you're serving someone, it says to serve the Lord with gladness. If you are to serve someone a meal, you, in a sense, you're laboring for them. It says to serve him with gladness. Another word for gladness would be with pleasure or being pleased to be able to do it. You're serving with cheerfulness, and you're honored to be able to serve. It says to serve the Lord in that way with gladness. You know, yeah, just with an attitude with the attitude that says that I am blessed, you know, I am blessed to be able to serve you, to serve him with that kind of heart. And to come before his presence with singing. This is very, very practical. I'm sure singing could refer to different things, but I know singing is one of them. Come before his presence. Come before him with singing. This just what it says, to approach God with joyfulness and praise and adoration. Going on to Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. You know, we acknowledge that the Lord, he is God. We know this. We acknowledge it. And it says that it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. And we know that God made us. And last Sunday we heard about how fearfully and wonderfully we were made. And we really didn't have, we are not who we are because of any decisions that we have made. We didn't choose when we were born. We didn't choose whose family we were born into. And God chose to make us. And for us to think, for us to think highly of ourselves or to be proud in any way of something that we have done or accomplished is not glorifying God, because God has made us, and yeah, we have nothing in it really, and he created us. And it says, goes on to say that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And we know that, you know, first of all, he made us. And then there's, in 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says that he bought us. He redeemed us. It says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In 1 Corinthians 7:23, you are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. And what I see coming out through here, through this chapter, is we return everything that we can to God. We are his. We are the sheep of his pasture. And what, yeah, Moses shared this morning about how, yeah, I just was blessed with what he shared about how we are his people and how he takes care of us. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Verse 4. Now this is a big one. We could talk about this quite a bit. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I began to think about this of entering into his gates with thanksgiving. Now, I believe there's nothing wrong with if there is an urgent prayer needed or something like that. Or if I, we can come to God with exactly what we're feeling or needing or asking of him at the moment, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think as a whole, if we come before him with a thankful heart of praise towards him, of thanksgiving, it makes such a big difference. Where if we only come to him with just our need and that's it, but if we come with a thankful heart, I think it blesses him. And as I considered this, you know, we could break it down a little bit more, and I think of from day to day, how do I go into life from day to day? Is it with thanksgiving? I think this, you know, this verse is referring to coming before the Lord, but whether it's in prayer or singing, that we would come with thanksgiving, or however we come to him. You know, a godly person, I feel, is thankful in You know, in all aspects of life. He doesn't just switch from being a negative person to being a thankful person in a day. It's something that matures and grows. You can think of it as a plant or a tree in your life. It's something that has to grow there, and it's a godly character that we can have, is thankfulness. One thing I've noticed in my life is when I am not thankful, it's easier for me to become self-focused and to, I don't see my own, I'm just, everything is about myself and my problems or whatever it is. But when I am thankful, that turns around. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And whatsoever we do, it comes down to practical everyday things. You know, I believe that if we have if there's a problem, we recognize that, hey, there is a problem here, but I still am able to look through that problem and be thankful, and be thankful, not let that overwhelm me and not let that discourage me. You know, a thankful heart will choose to look on the bright side, on the sunny side. You know, we've probably been around or at some point met people that you're with them for some time and you notice how whenever there's something goes wrong, it's a really big deal. And there are big problems. But I don't think God wants us to live in the negative or he doesn't want us to live that way. He wants us to have a thankful heart. And if we're thankful, it will really give us a different outlook on life when something arises. I would like to read Luke 17. Luke 17, 15 through 19, I think it is. When I was thinking of this, I came over these verses, and it really blessed me how... Let's just read them here. Luke 17, verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And I think of that, those verses there, and there were 10 healed, the way I understand this, but one, were not 10 cleansed, but only one came back. And he had a thankful heart, and he came back, and it says he didn't just in a passing way say thank you. He said, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. He was completely thankful. He fell down and he worshiped him with thanksgiving. And that's a very good lesson for me. There's times things happen, and there's times God protects us that we don't even see, but there's times we do see it. And I was just reminded, however it is, whatever happens, am I the one to go back to prayer and God and say, thank you? Or am I just going on my way and just not recognizing God in that way? You know, I think if we start, we've probably seen a quote similar to, like, if I start my day with a thankful heart, or start each day with a thankful heart, and it is true, very true, for me anyway. Like I shared earlier, it's easier if I'm thinking of my things, and it's easier for me not to recognize God as He is, and therefore I'm not thankful. Back to Psalm 100. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. For the Lord is good. And there has been some deaths lately and some things that has happened. But I appreciated, for the Lord is good. And it doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't change it, that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy goes on and on. It never ends. And His truth endureth to all generations. I think that blesses me to think about His truth endureth to all generations. You know, generation after generation, there's no shortage. His truth will always be the same. There's no, it doesn't slowly get diluted down. I mean, His word is always the same. And His truth, it endures from generation to generation. If the world stands, you know, it'll keep going and from generation to generation, His truth endures. I don't know that I just have a lot more. Those five verses spoke to me, and I figured I would just share out of there just some things that I gleaned from there and that were a blessing. I might just read it one more time, and then if we know the song, I Will Enter His Gates. I'm not sure if that's in the book or not, but we could sing that if you can. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations.